This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
It's time to tee it high and let it fly on the Tee Florida.
I demand satisfaction.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the 19th Hole Studios inside Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
How about a Prescott?
Bringing you the week's coverage of all things golf.
He's got to be pleased with Dad.
From PGA to NCAA. And now...
Well, we're waiting.
Let's tee off with Mike Rickard, Oscar Gamer, and John Rieger.
Good morning and welcome to On the Tee Florida on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network and streaming live on RadioSt.Pete.com and archiving on Hoovy.tv. On this October 15th, 2022, I'm Mike Rickard, head of the Hack Nation, across from Oscar Garner III. He's our celebrity caddy, and it's a gorgeous fall day down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, our 19th hole clubhouse studios. Each and every Saturday, just a driver away from Tropicana Field. And I bet you're digging this weather, youngster.
Yeah, this is more a little bit more my speed. That 3 month run we had in the middle of the year, that stuff you call summer down here, that's terrible. This is more my speed.
More your speed, and it's absolutely beautiful. I told you last night, well, I texted you, I went up to the Clearwater Jazz Fest. Great event.
You sent me some pictures. That was nice.
Yeah, a little average white band. That's how old I am. Your pops is even younger than me, but average white band back in the day was it. And I got to see them and Trombone Shorty. And I'm telling you what, folks, if you like jazz, R&B, funk combined, this is a young cat, about 35 years old. He is the real deal, Trombone Shorty. It was a beautiful night, and heading back up there tonight.
What instrument does he play?
Instrument doesn't he play is the bottom line.
Oh, really? So he's not just trombone guy?
Oh my God, he's
the full brass section.
This guy is the real dude. Google him, you name it, he's been on the show. He did the he was on the NBA All-Star Game halftime. This isn't chump change. This guy
is the real deal. Yeah,
he is the real deal. And Trombone Shorty, what a talented young man. But we do like to talk golf and as well as entertainment, so there's our entertainment segment for this Saturday. We got a nice show today. As always, we're going to talk to John Rieger, our resident professional up in Crescent Beach, Florida, on the East Coast. John will join us. We're going to talk a little bit about the Florida Sports Hall of Fame, and the induction ceremonies take place November 2nd over at Raymond James Stadium. We'll talk about some of the greats that have been inducted, and we'll talk about the 2022 inductee and the world of golf. Gary Sermons is going to join us quickly, and he's going to do the turn. I like that. When we get somebody out there, he's actually up at Seminole Golf Course, and a great event. He's going to join us, so probably about 11:15. Why don't we go over those leaderboards like we do each and every week? On the Big Storm Brewing leaderboards, here's a PGA Champions in the course, the LIV, where they should be. Over in Saudi Arabia.
It is a home field matchup. This is where it all starts. This is where it originates.
Make me puke.
This is the home course, man. They're in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. The beautiful sandy shores of Jeddah, Saudi Arabia.
if you watch this, I assure you on the pathetic production and delivery on YouTube, you won't see any gallery. They don't allow that.
Nobody there is watching golf anyway.
Yeah, they don't allow that, you know, the peons.
Stop.
It's a fact, Jack. I'm telling you, I can't stand this entire alliance because I don't like the hypocrisy of the Saudi government. They're doing this we're growing the game. See how many people are walking those.
Growing the game, but only the investors' friends can come and watch.
Exactly. You want, if you got a cool $2 million in your pocket, you're chump change. You can't get on that track.
Can't get out of here. You can barely pay for the players, let alone.
Exactly.
You got to sponsor one player to get in the gallery. But let me go. Let's see these leaderboards here. Again with these team names. I'll go over the teams.
Yeah, give us the
top four teams.
Give us the roller derby names.
I wish this is bad radio, but I wish they could see the logos on these teams too. This is four aces. Is this not Roll Tide?
Yeah, Crimson. Yeah, Roll. Roll Tide plays Tennessee in Knoxville today, and they also
will be in Jenna.
That is borderline theft.
Yeah, it's almost copyright.
That's a Greg Norman deal.
Someone call Saban, see how he feels about it.
Wow.
Saban, I don't really care. I got players to worry about. Anywho, Smash is at 30 under. Fireball is at 24 under.
Hey, Fireball, that's the Hispanics. Is that right?
Is it? It might, hold on. I'll check when
you got upset at me last time. You thought I was getting just a little on the edge, but.
Oh, no. I think, no. This is not the Hispanic players. It's a mixed bag. You're okay.
Okay.
So we got the Four Aces at 19 under, Crushers at 18 under, and the High Flyers at 16 under. Player-wise, Brooks Koepka, 11 under.
Florida State grad, he'll be watching that Florida. No, he won't. He's over in Saudi. Florida State Clemson tonight, great contest at 7:30.
You know who's tied for third? Your best friend.
Who's that?
Sergio.
Sergio Gurlio Garcia?
Sergio Gurlio at 9 under. Tied with Charles Schwartzel?
Schwartzel, yeah. Schwartzel? Very good.
Okay.
I like Charles Schwartzel. I can see why he took the money and run, as Steve Miller Band used to say. Because of his age and his game, but great cat.
Where did Dustin Johnson go to school? You know?
Of course I do. Coastal Carolina, baby.
Coastal Carolina.
Right up the street.
Well, he's Roll Tide now. He's on the Four Aces. He's at 7 under. My guy, James Piatt out of Michigan State. Got to shout him out. Hey, so at least.
Were you on his bag before?
No. I wasn't on his bag. We just went to school together.
You pulled that Sparty ticket, pal, because I want to get him on the air.
I'm trying my best.
Even though he's LIV. He's a Big Ten cat.
Of course. And I always got to shout him out whenever I see him up here. He's been doing this thing the past couple weekends. No wins yet, but he is at 7 under. Do you want me to go to the Zozo?
Let's go to the Zozo over in Tokyo, which Tiger Woods
to the Zozo over in Tokyo.
Dominated by Americans on that leaderboard, by the way.
Yes, actually. Only one foreigner in the top five right now. Ricky Fowler is at 14 under going into the fourth round.
And Ricky Fowler actually got a sponsor's exemption. And I love the
sponsor's exemption.
That means
do what you want.
They bring him over. He hasn't been playing the best golf.
No, he hasn't.
And he hadn't qualified. So you have each tournament that hosts has a sponsor's exemption option.
Okay.
And they brought Ricky because he's a fan favorite. And the reality of Ricky Fowler is he didn't – I was certain he would probably pull the trigger on the LIV deal. So I'm happy he's kicking butt, and I hope he wins this tournament.
Kind of what? Because he was kind of toiling there?
Yeah,
I imagine, yeah.
He barely made it in the FedEx Cup Series. In fact, if they wouldn't have pulled out the LIV players, he would not have made the top 125.
Oh, how far he's fallen from being the highlighter outfit guy to – now being the sponsor's exemption. But Keegan Bradley is at 13 under. He tied the round at 4 under with Ricky yesterday. So he's right on Ricky's heels going into day four.
We'll finish this. Gary Sermons is making a turn, and he's on right now. What's going on, Gary?
Yeah, hey, what do you say, Mike? Yeah, right here in the Seminole Lake Country Club, getting ready to play in our the Seaside Seabird Sanctuary Golf Tournament.
Say that again.
The annual tournament. I tell you what, you know what? I had to read it. I had to read it. I call it the Seabird Sanctuary. But we have Christina right here as the executive director, I believe, of the golf. She runs the whole thing and the show. And she wants to say a few words about the sanctuary, what they do, their cause, and, of course, about the golf tour we're having today. Here she is, Christina.
Hello, Christina.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for having me.
You're back. Welcome to On the Tee Florida. You got a good man standing there right next to you. So
he's fabulous.
Would you tell us what this event is and let it just roll off your tongue, please?
Yeah, of course. So this is actually our second annual golfer for birdies. And all the money goes to benefit the Seaside Seabird Sanctuary, which is located in Indian Shores, Florida. We are a 501c3 nonprofit, and our main mission is to rescue, rehabilitate, and release birds back into the wild. And then our second mission is conservation education. So I started the golf tournament last year at Seminole Lake Country Club, and we are back again for our second annual tournament with tons of raffles and prizes. We got great swag bags. We have a huge silent auction, and then you also get the lunch and dinner here. But the sanctuary alone, so we're located in Pinellas County. We're the only sanctuary that does what we do. So last year, we actually had 4,000 birds come through our facility.
Wow. And all volunteers assist with this process?
Yep. So we have a couple employees. We have a full-time biologist, our rehabber, who holds the license for us to be able to take care of these birds. Myself and a couple other people, and the rest are all volunteers and interns. So we rely really heavily on them for everything and all the help, for sure.
Well, we know that golf tournaments are great fundraisers. We get behind them here at On the Tee Florida. So next year we'll be in conversation with you, and we'll promote ahead of time, because we know one of the keys is obviously getting foursomes to participate. And are you a golfer yourself?
I am. I'm not very good, but I got
girl
last weekend for my Elks Lodge and my Elks tournament, and we actually we broke even, so I was happy with that.
Well, you can hang out with me. I'm the resident hack here, but the guy you're standing next to is a nice stick. And
oh yeah, I think he's in the shoe in to win it today. Yeah, so that's what he tells me. But he's trying to give me money right now to, like, you know, push his numbers for him. But,
yeah. Well, hey.
That's not what we're about over here.
Whatever it takes, Gare. Hey, tell people how they get a hold of you, how they can contribute and get involved before we talk to Gary and let you go enjoy your day and generate some cash.
Yeah, definitely. So we have a couple of different social media outlets. We have our Facebook page. We also have Instagram. And we have our website, which is seasidebirdsanctuary.org. My name is Christina. So if you want to get a hold of me, you can find my email address on the website. There's also a donate now button. You can sign up for our mailing list so you'll know ahead of time when we're doing events like the golf tournament. We have a fish fry every year that we do at our Elks Lodge that raises a lot of money as well. So those are some other avenues. And we also have an Amazon wish list. So all of those birds that are coming into the sanctuary, we have to do laundry. We need to clean the enclosures. So we always need bleach and detergent. People that don't even live here, they can send it through Amazon or Sam's Club and deliver right to the sanctuary. And obviously everything is a tax write-off as well. And every little bit helps. So feel free to check out those social media websites and avenues and follow us on Facebook. And we post some really great stories of rescues and also when we're doing events and things of that nature.
All right, Christina of Seabird Seaside Sanctuary.
It's Seabird Sanctuary. Yeah. You got it.
Well, you put sermons on the front of that, and that's a lot of S's to articulate.
That's for short. So that works for me.
All right. Well, have a great day. You got beautiful weather.
It's gorgeous out here. We got a nice little breeze, so hopefully that'll help push some golf balls a little bit further than people are normally used to hit them.
Well, I would certainly need that. All right, have a great weekend. Let me talk to Gary, and we'll promote you next year as well. Enjoy your day.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
Boy, that's a mouthful.
Thank you, Christina. Okay, Mike.
Right, yeah.
You got the news from the golf tournament right there.
Sermon, Seaboard, Seaside Sanctuary. Holy hell, what are you doing to me, man? You know I stumble, fumble, and bumble as it is.
Well, you know what? Like she said, it's SSS, much easier.
There we go.
For us old cats.
All right.
Old cats.
Hey, say hi to Big O. You haven't seen him for quite some time.
Hey, Big O, what do you say, bud?
Gary, how's it going? It's been a minute.
Doing good. We miss seeing you guys. I've been up in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan for the last month.
Oh, and, I know. It was beautiful.
Now I'm back in town.
Don't make him homesick.
Where were you at in the UP? I know you saw those trees, man. I know it's beautiful up there.
Oh, man, it's gorgeous. The leaves were changing right when we left, and we got back here 2 days before the hurricane hit. So I told Mary, I said, yeah, maybe we should have stayed another week up there.
Yeah,
you know? Exactly.
We had to come down and secure the windows.
All right. Well, what kind of shape's your golf game in before we let you go?
It's pretty good shape. I played, I think I shot 77, 78 yesterday. What did he play? The Eagles Golf Club up in Odessa. A beautiful track. Beautiful track.
I want to be like you when I grow up.
What's that?
Gary, I want to be like you when I grow up, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got to set your standards a lot higher than that.
Well, you got about 40.
Just like Mike.
You got about 40 years to catch up with Gary and I. Don't rush it.
There you go, Big O. Big O, just enjoy it right now.
Yeah. trust a couple of old geezers. Don't rush it, my man.
You got it. Exactly.
All right.
But we're
going
to raise a lot of money, hopefully, here and have a lot of fun. And it's a beautiful day, and it's going to be an exciting day.
I got to ask you one last thing. Did you, of course, load your team up with some scratch women?
The girls got rid of me for this tournament. They're being very smart, and they've got a better golfer on their team. So I've been kicked to the side of the greens, and I'm playing with three friends that hopefully will finish under par. We'll put it that way.
Well, you might have some sore shoulders and a sore back carrying your buddies today. and the women probably got tired. The women got
carried me too.
Yeah, the women got tired of carrying you.
They did. They really did, Mike. I think what I'm going to have to do is pay their entry fees next tournament so I can get a chance to play with them again.
Bribery will get you everywhere, Gary Sermons. Well, thanks, brother. Enjoy the...
Anytime, Mike. Big O. Good talk to you guys. I look forward to seeing you guys soon.
Always a pleasure, Gary.
Tell the pro. I sent him a text. Tell the pro to reach out to me, and we'll get him on, and we'll promote his track.
Oh, that'd be great. That'd be great. I'll see if I can get him before the show's over. At noon, and if we can do that, that'd be great. But he's running around right now. I think he's out there getting a golf lesson.
All right.
But we'll finish up before noon. That'd be great.
We're going to take a break. We're going to get John Rieger on. You have a great day. Hit him straight and keep him in the short grass.
You guys take care. We'll see you. Bye-bye.
All right. That's Gary Sermons. What a great guy.
Breaks my Midwestern heart to hear that fall beauty.
I know. I see a little tear in your eye.
Oh, my God.
Get a little homesick.
Do I hear the Michigan fight song somewhere in the back?
Straight up.
Oh, Lord.
What do you think's happening today, man?
Gross. Hey, go Penn State, but we're on the golf show.
No, but yeah, big day down here, college game day. Okay, where were we? Oh, we were Ricky Fowler. I'll take the Champions Tour. And Rocco Media, my man, I love the Rock. They're actually up in North Carolina. He sits in first at 7-under. Wai Yang, 6-under. Tom Gillis and the coolest cat on the planet, Freddie Couples, sitting 3-back at 4-under. Like to see him on leaderboard, and so do the ladies, and so do the sponsors. Gary Sermons, just a super guy. That guy plays a lot of charity events.
Yeah, that's his whole thing. That's his bread and butter, isn't it? Like, that's his whole...
Well, he sold his insurance.
Well, I was about to say, when you're the insurance guy, and you know...
He's retired now, yeah. Man. He actually...
He's fully out of the game, so now he's just touring to charity, just making his cameos.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, we're going to take a break, and then when we come back, we will get a hold of John Rieger, and we're going to talk a lot of the Florida Sports Hall of Fame. We'll recap last week's tournaments with John. We'll talk everything golf. We'll be back on the Tee Florida on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network.
"18 holes never felt so good." We're on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
It's another weekend. You can wash the car today.
No.
You can mow the grass today.
No.
You can go fishing.
Oh, hell yeah!
When it's time to go fishing or head out on the water, your first stop should be at Angler 360. Angler 360 is located on the Dunedin Causeway and is the one-stop shop for all your fishing needs and water recreational needs. Angler 360 has rods, reels, live and frozen bait, tackle, beer, and soda, plus apparel and sunglasses. Make sure you stop in and see exactly why Angler 360 is the premier bait and tackle destination in the Tampa Bay area. Visit them at angler360.com.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill at the corner of 13th and Central, across from the Trop in downtown St. Pete, serving Tampa Bay for over 29 years, is your iconic headquarters to catch your favorite teams in action with over 95 televisions, 35,000 square feet to serve private parties, game watching events, concerts, and of course all the Rays, Bucks, and Lightning action, along with your favorite collegiate teams. Join the party every game at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Big Storm Brewing Company helps you weather any storm. From their award-winning Bramosa Tangerine IPA to their original Wavemaker Amber Ale, Big Storm has you covered. Give Florida's craft beer forecast a shot today and find out where you can get your Big Storm at BigStormBrewery.com. Enjoy an ice-cold Big Storm at tap rooms located in Clearwater, Orlando, Ybor City, and Odessa.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to On the Tee Florida on this October 15th, 2022. I'm Mike Rickard, head of the Hack Nation, right down here at Ferg's in our 19th hole clubhouse studios, just a driver away from Tropicana Field, and of course, broadcasting live on our flagship WTAN 106.1 FM, AM 1340. That's Tampa, St. Pete, Clearwater, along with WZHR FM 104.3 and WDCF and AM 1350, Zephyr Hills. WZHR 102.3 FM and AM 1400. And we are also streaming live on RadioSaintPete.com. And in a couple of weeks, we'll be streaming on The Stream, our Sports Connection, sports-only radio streaming channel. Right now, he's John Rieger. He's kind enough to join us each and every Saturday, bring us his wisdom from decades of success in the wide world of golf across the country, the world. And now he's hunkered down in Crescent Beach, Florida. What's up, my man?
Well, you know, I was listening to the early part of the show, and I thought maybe an episode of Face the Nation or Meet the Press is breaking out. You know, this is a political-free golf show right here. We're going to have some fun. Stay in our lane.
All right, I got you.
We're powder puff. We're not, of course, I don't know. I just heard that Troy Aikman got criticized for calling some sort of play in the feminine matter, so I use the word powder puff. I'm not sure we're going to get kicked off the air there. I have to apologize to anybody. But anyway, let's move on. Let's talk about the Florida Sports Hall of Fame. Let's talk about the upcoming Florida Sports Hall of Fame enshrinement. And let's also talk about another update on the Wild Bill's Golf Weather Report. So first of all, I'd like to start out and tell our listeners, what is the Florida Sports Hall of Fame? You know, every state has a Hall of Fame, and this one's a special one. Essentially, it was founded by sports writers back in 1961. And what the Florida Sport Hall of Fame does, it recognizes and honors Florida's greatest sports figures, and it also leverages the collective celebrity to promote their fitness awareness, education, and sports activities amongst their state youth and adults. So it's about these Hall of Famers using their fame to help kids, to help kids out, not only from a financial standpoint from charities, but to give them some inspiration. You know, history is a lost thing when it comes to sports, especially with the younger people. I've experienced this when I was doing junior golf clinics. You know, you'd have, especially recently, you'd have a junior golfer, and back when Tiger was off the tour for a couple of years there with all his injuries and things going on, I'd ask him who Tiger Woods was, and the, you know, six-year-old would go, never heard of him. But they knew who Jordan Spieth was or Ricky Fowler, so you can see where it's important to study some sports history, because you're going to learn a lot from these people. And it's a very diverse Hall of Fame. You know, there's men, there's women, whether it's football, basketball, there's sailing, there's surfing. There's also a horse called Needles in the Florida Sports Hall of Fame, won the Kentucky Derby years ago and was from Ocala. So to be eligible to be in the Florida Sports Hall of Fame, what you have to do is you have to have been born in Florida, or you need to have some significant state ties or have a substantial part of your career played out as an amateur or a professional in Florida. So, for example, Jack Nicklaus and Arnold Palmer weren't born in Florida, but my goodness, you know, with Arnold Palmer's ties to Orlando, Florida, and the Bay Hill Classic, and the Arnold Palmer Hospital for Women and Children, and Jack Nicklaus, the same with his charities that he supports and living in Palm Beach all these years. So those are an example of a couple of people in it. We do have some local Hall of Famers in there. We have Gary Koch. We have Colleen Walker. And we have Babe Zaharias. Now, Gary Koch, I think most everyone of our listeners know who Gary Koch is. But you also have Colleen Walker. She's deceased. She passed from cancer, but she was a famous FSU golfer that actually won numerous tournaments on the LPGA Tour. And she also won a major championship. And then Babe Zaharias, when I first got my start in the golf business, in Tampa, I worked at Babe Zaharias Golf Course, and I got to learn a lot about her as a golfer. Most people remember her in history. At the beginning, she was an Olympian, and she took up the game of golf, and she became one of the founders of the LPGA, and she was one of the first females to play in the PGA Tour event. So this is the 62nd year of the Florida Sports Hall of Fame. There's 277 members in it so far, and we're going to add some more here in Tampa coming up. We're highlighted with some of the inductees coming in. Dexter Jackson with the Super Bowl champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Vinny LeCavalier, who obviously we know from the Tampa Bay Lightning, one of the greatest hockey players of all time. Pam Oliver, CBS sports broadcaster, who is one of the first female sportscasters out there to cover the NFL. And she's Florida native. She's coming in. And also our local Barry Smith, who was one of the all-time greats at Florida State University. And he's been a bit benefactor of golf and football and youth-related charities for, my goodness, the last 40 years or so. So that's what the Florida Sports Hall of Fame is. And in our John Rager Golf Report today, I wanted to let you know that we're going to feature a golfer that's going in. And this golfer's name is Fred Ridley. And I think there's a lot of folks out there that know who Fred is. But Fred, when he first got started, before he was chairman of the Augusta National Golf Club and in charge of the Masters Tournament, that's probably what he's most famous for now. You see him on television during the Masters. And, you know, he was actually a really good player in his own right. And he won the U.S. Amateur Championship in 1975. And one of the things that happens when you win that, you get an automatic invite to go play in the Masters, which is a really cool thing. The first and second place finishers get to play in the Masters. And he played. In fact, then he ended up winning the being part of a team of the 1977 Walker Cup and successful Walker Cup championship, winning their series of matches over Great Britain and Ireland at that particular time. So he was a really good player in his own right. But, you know, Fred didn't take the track of turning pro. He never turned pro. And at Augusta National, whether you turn pro, if you turn pro, then you obviously you have to earn your way back into, you just don't get to play because you won the U.S. Amateur. You have to earn your way in as a pro. But there's a lot of people that have won the U.S. Amateur that haven't turned pro. Buddy Alexander's another prime example. His son Tyson just got on the PGA Tour after 12 years of trying. And Buddy, you know, won the U.S. Amateur in 76, and he never turned pro either. He became one of the great college golf coaches of all time. So that's what got Fred in the door at Augusta National, and Fred has risen through the ranks. He got involved with the USGA and eventually became president of the USGA. And when Billy Payne retired, they nominated Fred to be the chairman of the club, chairman of the Masters. You know, Fred's a Tampa Bay native, you know, played his junior golf at Palmasia. So kudos to Fred, and he graciously accepted our invitation. So we're going to have our enshrinement coming up in November, on November 2nd. It's on a Wednesday night, 6:30. It's at Raymond James Stadium, and it's in the East Club, which is really a cool place to have any type of function because of all the giant screens they have in there. And we're going to have some very unique food. We're going to have a nice mingle happy hour with cocktails so people can mingle with their Hall of Famers and their inductees. You know, the people that are already in the Florida Sports Hall of Fame are all invited. And you know, you'll get a lot of those folks show up too. So it's a great way to mingle. If you go to our website, which is FloridaSportsHOF.org, I'm going to spell this out a little bit. Florida spelled out FLA. So FLASportsHOF.org. That's a website you can go to. I have the privilege of serving on the board of the Florida Sports Hall of Fame. And, obviously, I have a passion for it. I have a passion for history, passion for golf, obviously. And so there's quite a few golfers that are in the Florida Sports Hall of Fame, especially since golf in recent years has become something of a major impact in not only in Florida, but in the world of golf nationally. If you think about it, golf has an $84 billion impact in the golf industry. 2 million people are employed in the world of golf. So there are more miles of fairway in the state of Florida than miles of beaches. So the Florida Sports Hall of Fame, it seems like every year now we have a golfer going in. You know, it's usually it's heavily skewed towards football and baseball and basketball and things like that. But we've got quite a few female and male golfers in there. And so we have a passion for it. You can buy a ticket to this. You can come right off the street. You got to buy a ticket in advance, obviously, but you don't have to be a sponsor to attend this thing. You can go to the FloridaSportsHOF.org and you can certainly buy a ticket. and enjoy that. So we're really looking forward to having Fred attend. He graciously accepted. He's going to be there. I know there's going to be a bunch of members from his club that he belongs to here, Old Memorial and Palmacia. We're looking forward to seeing a lot of those members here celebrate his life and career as the Florida Sports Hall of Fame and Shrine Reunion this year.
We're talking to our good friend and, of course, the wisdom and knowledge of On the Tee Florida, John Rieger. Of course, I will be at that event set up with the Tampa MP Sports Connection and grabbing interviews right and left. I may have to get you to be somewhat of my ambassador to the people, because our own Barry Smith will be quite busy as he gets inducted, and typically he's the one that leads the charge for me, John.
Well, you know, media folks, they'll let us in an event like that. Normally, you have to like bust the table, so we'll have to do double duty and hustle it up. But I'm looking forward to that evening, Mike, with you and On the Tee Florida and the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. I think we're going to have a wonderful evening. You're going to get a ton of interviews from the Hall of Famers. They have wonderful stories to tell, and it's really, really one of the great evenings of the year, because the stories that these enshrinees tell is very inspiring. Their families are there. Again, you can buy a ticket, FloridaSportsHOF.org. Go to our website, East Club, Tampa Stadium, actually Raven James Stadium, and we're gonna have a good time Wednesday, November 2nd, 6:30 p.m.
Well, I'm really looking forward to that. You know, when you take a look at, and this isn't going to be political, I'm just looking at the some of the news stories of late that have broke on LIV. In your opinion, do you think that they will get a television contract by 2023 of any semblance of respect in terms of the world of the golf faithful?
I think they will, and obviously it's not going to be the big three networks, ABC, CBS, or NBC. You know, they're locked in with the PGA Tour and their contracts. There was discussion about Fox, who doesn't broadcast golf. They did there for a little while, and they actually used Greg Norman and Joe Buck as the announcers for that. And Fox didn't feel like they got a really good return on their investment at that time, so they discontinued golf. But Fox is worldwide. They own worldwide networks, and this is a worldwide tour. And I think that they'll score a contract, but they may have to buy that airtime at the beginning. And they got plenty of money to do it, so it's not like they have to beg. But they're going to need to get on television. Right now, when you watch it, you have to go to YouTube, or you go to their website. And quite frankly, like the tournament Jeddah in Saudi Arabia, it's hard to watch. I don't even know when it's on. I mean, it might be in the middle of the night or something. Who knows? So they're not getting the exposure on television that, obviously that all the other tours are getting. But I think that there's been discussions between Greg Norman and Fox, that's been confirmed, Sky Sports. And so there's all kinds of venues, that do a lot of broadcasting around the world that they can make their deal. But the rumor is that they're going to have to buy their airtime at the beginning. But they got a checkbook to be able to do that.
Hey, let's take a break, come back. I got about three or four topics. And then next week we're going to initiate something that I can actually provide some intellect, some knowledge, a broad base of years of studying. And that will be our Caddyshack trivia each and every week that we're going to initiate. And we'll see how you hang with me there, John Rieger, and the Caddyshack. Yeah.
Well, that'll be fantastic. So we come back from break, we're going to do a Wild Bill golf weather update, and I'm going to tell you about it. Something you can win on our website now. All you have to do is send us an email. So after the break's over, we'll tell you about those two things.
We're going to take a break right here on the Tee Florida, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
This is Mike Rickard, and I personally want to welcome our new supporter and partner, my Iowa friend, Barb with Champa Bay. Barb Grossenheider is with First Class Real Estate Gulf to Bay, and Barb brings her Midwest work ethic, her integrity, her commitment to every client, combined with her knowledge as she grew up in a family of home construction success for decades. Barb's energy and her bubbly personality take the stress out of the challenge of home buying in today's difficult market. I assure you, I've recommended her to my friends, and I look forward to spreading her professional service to all of Champa Bay. So reach out today with Barb from Champa Bay, barbwithchampabay@gmail.com, or give her a call at 813-564-4134. That's Barb with Champa Bay. Give her a call today, 813-564-4134.
I'm Captain Jeff Figgers from Florida Fishing and Adventures. Do you want to constantly catch more fish, spend less time changing baits? If so, Monster 3X baits, jigs, and scents are the answer. Monster 3X baits are tough, durable, and resistant, which allows you to catch more fish per bait. The combination of the Monster 3X lure with the ProCure bait super scent, you would be landing more fish right away. Whether it's the Monster 3X Ultra Soft or the X Swim lures, Swim Shad, Paddle Tails, Crawfish, or the X Frog, Monster 3X, you'll always find it in my tackle box.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill, serving Champa Bay for 29 years, voted the Bay's best wings and sports bar, located across from Tropicana Field, is your sports headquarters and private party destination. Weekly live music, axe throwing, dog park, Rays Bucks and Lightning watch parties, every game and 95 televisions to guarantee your favorite team's games are always on. Berg Sports Bar and Grill, Champa Bay's iconic sports and party headquarters.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back as we wind things down here. We're on about the, I'd say, the 15th hole of an 18-round track with our good friend John Rieger up north, across from Oscar Garner III. And one of the things that I've been wanting to do, fellas, and we're going to do it, is a nice prize package put together for that fringe listener that's not a big golf fan, but it's a Saturday morning. He's in the car. He knows we've got 5 hours, you know, between NASCAR and On the Tee Florida. And, of course, our 2 hours of Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Now we got a fishing show, 5 hours of sports. So they stay with us. Well, we got to start throwing stuff out, just like Caddyshack. And I know, John Rieger, you've watched it a million times. But you're a lot more cerebral than knowing the facts that I know about that cinematic classic.
So what are we doing? We're just doing the regulars. We're not doing any sequels, are we?
Oh, no. We want to do the only Caddyshack movie, the first one.
Exactly.
One. Don't even mention that one. That was a complete bust failure. The original Caddyshack movie is the one we want to have, definitely. Hey, now that we're back from break, I want you to give you a Wild Bill golf weather update brought to you by Yank and Crank, which is extreme fishing fashion designed by Wild Bill himself. So in the Tampa Bay area, looks like the winds are east-northeast about 12 miles an hour. So that means that you're going to have to hit the low ball sometimes. You're going to have to hit it under the wind to these elevated greens. So it could be a little bit more difficult. Humidity 73%. And UV index is 6 at 5, so make sure you put your sunscreen on there. And I know Tampa Bay's been pretty mild after the hurricane, so the seas are just like 1 foot, very, 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 very light chop. So anyway, so I wanted to bring you the Wild Bill Golf Weather Update presented by Yank and Crank. Again, extreme fishing fashion designed by Wild Bill himself. Hey, I want to tell you something else there, gentlemen here. We have a giveaway. So, you know, we need to build our prize closet, so I thought I would just throw the first thing in there. So you can win as a listener. If you go to our website, you go to our social media, even if you go to johnriegergolf.com, you'll see a spot where all you have to do is send us an email, let us know you want to enter our weekly drawing. So we're going to have our first drawing at the end of October. I think it coincides with the 30th anniversary of FERC coming up right at the end of the month. And it's a free online golf lesson. Well, this is something that it's worth $100. And what you do is I've got a special app named Coach Now, and it's a personal training space. You can do it on your phone, your laptop, your tablet, anything that you can book online with. And we set up a personal training space. And you send me some video clips of your golf swing. and I'll take it. I'll analyze it. We'll put it on our special swing analysis software, and then you get it back. We'll post lesson, the review pictures, and we'll do review videos voiced over for you. And we'll also give you some training drills so you can practice the right things right on your own. And then I'll even give you a follow-up phone call that says, hey, how you doing with that? Have any questions? So completely online, because if I'm sitting down at the beach, I gotta have something to do. I gotta stay busy down there. So I thought, well, this would be a great way to kick off the weekling drawings of our show. So visit any of our social media. If you just hashtag On the Tee Florida, you'll run into our social media out there. And rumor has it is our website's going to be up in about a week or so, and we'll be ready to rock and roll with those giveaways. And so now ball's in your court, gentlemen. You got to come up with some nice prizes for our weekly prize drawing and our prize closet.
Well, we'll definitely do that, and you're doing a superb job. Tell our audience about our social media that you've been the point man and only man on so far, and we're going to catch up with you down here in St. Pete so that we can explore the opportunities for all of our listeners from a social media perspective as well, John.
Well, we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram, and we are on LinkedIn. So we have got it covered out there. We're starting to build our followers out there. All I have to do is go to hashtag On the Tee Florida or add On the Tee Florida. Type those keywords in your browser. You'll find us out there, and please join us. And, one of the cool things about our social media is because, we're actually, obviously the cousins of Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. So with all the stuff that you're doing, Mike and Big O out there with that show and those kind of things, there's a lot of interesting content that you can look at every day. I've really enjoyed seeing what's going on. The only regret I have is I haven't been able to make it down to Ferg's in a long time. You guys are having fun down there. So if you want to see how much fun we're having, come to our social media at On the Tee Florida or hashtag On the Tee Florida, and you can find us out there and have a good time. And also register for your weekly drawing first prize online golf lessons from me.
That's fabulous, John. I think that people will absolutely dive into that. And I don't think I'd want to send you my swing video, but I'm sure people that take the game seriously will. Hey, I want to...
Well, you've got to be careful when you send that, because you post that on the social media, they might enact the community standards when they see that. So let's be careful. We don't want to get kicked off right away.
Exactly. Hey, let's go back to the enshrinement and taking place on the 2nd. And of course, the Florida Sports Hall of Fame having Jack Nicklaus and Arnold Palmer both already members. And with all your years in the game of golf, do you have any personal stories or your coolest memories or moments with both of those Hall of Famers? God rest Arnie's soul, but Jack's still out there and he's in the forefront of many things still in the world of golf. You got any great stories for our audience?
Well, I got two stories, and one I already pulled about a month ago on the air here, but I'll tell this one again. It's 25 years I spent as a announcer on the first tee with Gil Gonzalez, my partner in crime there. He's retired now, but he was the head golf professional at Palmasia. And from 1988 to the end of the tournament, 2013, when that was the last year it was held, it was at the end of the tournament series, it was called Outback. The last one was called Encompass. But in 1988, when we first started, I have a friend of mine named Bill Calfee. Bill Calfee played on the tour from 1976 to 83. He was the longest player on the PGA Tour in 83 and lost his card. Calvin Pete was the shortest driver on the tour in 83 and was the leading money winner. So go figure that, right? So Bill ended up being in charge of he went to work for the PGA Tour. He was in charge of the Web.com Tour, Nike Tour. Now it's called the Corn Ferry Tour. And he's retired from that now. But so he was the local celebrity PGA Tour pro that the tournament committee called on and said, hey, we want you to be the starter. And they renumbered all the holes at Tampa Palms for TV. So the 17th hole at Tampa Palms became 18. So the 18th hole became number one. So that's the way they did it to finish. So Bill, he recruited me because I understood that Bill didn't really want to work really hard. He just wanted to ride around a golf cart and visit with his buddies. And so I tee off the first group with Bill. Bill showed me, just give him a pencil and announce their name, let them go, right? Make sure they have the right scorecard. Well, you know, being a PGA golf professional, I'm used to doing that for amateur tournaments and local professional tournaments. So it's pretty simple. So, and Bill says, okay, I'm out of here. I said, we've only done this with one group, Bill. He goes, you're on your own. So a couple of groups later, Arnold Palmer's going to be teeing off around 8 o'clock. And it's getting really close to 8 o'clock, and Arnold Palmer isn't there. And there's a rule in the PGA Tour. If you're late for your tee time, it's an automatic two-shot penalty if you're not ready to hit it. And if your group's out in the fairway and they hit their shot into the green, you're done, okay? Well, it's really close, and the other two players are standing there, and Arnold Palmer's not there. It's 1 minute to eight. And I radioed the rules committee because they gave me a phone, a radio to talk to the rules committee because you're kind of a quasi-rules official there. And I radioed in. I said, hello, Mr. Palmer is not here. It's 1 minute to go. And I'm like, I don't know what to do. That's all I can do.
SOS call.
What's that?
It was an SOS call. We're in trouble here.
The rules official goes, give him a two-shot penalty when he shows up. And so I was shocked. This is my first day on the job. That's only my fourth group I've ever teed off. And I said, no, that's your job. You come down here and you give Arnold Palmer a two-shot penalty. Well, what happened was, as I look out in the fairway, Arnold Palmer did a golf exhibition for Tampa Palms when they opened like 6 months before. So all the holes are renumbered. He actually went to the second hole, which was the old number one hole. So he was at the wrong spot. And so all of a sudden I hear laughter on the radio. And I look down the fairway. And here's Boots Widener. He was the rules official. Here's Arnold Palmer. They're laughing at me. They're laughing at that comment. And so they pulled up and he hit and he went on. And, you know, it was just a funny thing. So Arnold Palmer, he had me pretty good on that one. Yeah, let me give you a quick Jack Nicklaus story. Now, this might not be as fun and friendly, but Jack Nicklaus redesigned Avila, the golf course in North Tampa, the beautiful private club community that Bob Sarah developed. It's got all the, if you're a celeb, you're big money in Tampa, you'd want to live at Avila and, you know, to have their beautiful golf course. So Bob Sierra, who owned it, had his had Jack Nicklaus redesigned it. So it's time for an exhibition. Well, at that time, Gary Koch was like the host pro. He wasn't the club pro there, but that was his club. That's where he played out of. Well, he's still active on the tour. So Jack Nicklaus, you know, this is after he won the 86 Masters. So Jack was known as the Great Pontificator. So I got invited to a private exhibition. So they had like 100 people there. They had a couple golf carts and speakers, and Jack was wired up with a mic. And Jack and Gary Cook played an event. Well, Jack kept stopping everybody every so part of the way because to talk about this and that with the design and the golf course, this, that, and the other. So they're on the, you know, so you know, it's wearing on Gary. And then Jack was beating Gary. You know, so Jack gets on the ninth hole. He stops and he goes, hey, listen, you know, I'm two shots up on Gary here. We're going to have a great back nine, blah, blah, blah. Well, Gary got so tired of being interrupted. Now, here's Gary Koch in our Florida Sports Hall of Fame, too, right? I saw Gary Koch walk off the ninth green to the 10th hole for the back nine, and his eyes were just piercing. You know, he's such a pleasant person. His eyes were piercing. Nobody got around him. He went out and shot 28 on the backside and just whipped Jack Nicklaus. But even he had a 10-foot putt to shoot 28 on the last hole, and Jack Nicklaus went into 4 or 5 minutes thanking everybody before Gary was allowed to make that putt. So here's two of our Florida Sports Hall of Famers going toe-to-toe, you know, back in the 80s when golf course got redesigned and after Jack had won the Masters. So all kinds of stories out there. And the only way you can find these things out, you know, you just got to be there, meaning for the average listener out there, if you want to go to a golf tournament, you know, instead of watching on TV in the hospitality tent, just go walk along. In fact, go on a Thursday when they play the first round. You're gonna hear language. You're gonna see the personalities. You're gonna get a whole new perspective on what it's like to be a PGA Tour player and a competitive golfer. And who knows? You know, you you might end up talking to them and hearing some of the stories. I think one of the most fun things I did a radio remote after my starter duties at TPC Tampa Bay for one of the Outback Pro-Ams, and Fuzzy Zeller introduced the new vodka. It's called Fuzzy's Vodka. It's still out there.
Well, I drank plenty of
Fuzzy
it.
Fuzzy came off the golf course, and I sat down. We did like an hour in the radio. It was just like, you know, noon. I was off the first tee, and we did about an hour radio, and then we just kept our cable set up, and, you know, we put our broadcast equipment away. the security at 8:30 at night asked us to please leave the porch. We sat out there with Fuzzy Zeller all day, and the stories that he told was absolutely amazing.
I was blessed when they had the Principal Charity Classic, which they still hold up in Des Moines, Iowa. One of our local pros and Buzz were known to have a lot of fun when he got to Des Moines. And they included me in that only because I was the DD. And I have some great stories, many that I won't ever share, I promise. But my studio had plenty of bottles of Fuzzy's vodka as we were broadcasting live on television. And Fuzz would come on a drop of a hat. Sometimes he'd just want to talk about the horses. He talked about his life in Southern Indiana and his daughters, but always great stories, and I love that cat.
Well, don't give away the trade secrets, bro. I mean, I tell you that people think that they don't want to think that every time they see us, especially when we start streaming this show, that in the coffee cup it's not coffee. So we don't give away the trade secrets.
Yeah, I definitely didn't throw any of that down during the show. But tell you what, it's not bad vodka. I don't know if you had a chance to taste any, but it's not too shabby a vodka for a golfer and a horseman and a Southern Indiana boy.
Well, I think I had a year's supply that day at the Outback Tournament, so I'm good to go on that. But, hey, I just listened to Wild Bill just now listening in. I hope he heard his golf weather report. But we got some neat things. You talk about the weekly drawing. You know, Wild Bill has created a line of extreme fishing fashion. Okay, it's called a Yank and Crank. And if you're a fisherman, you know exactly what Yank and Crank's all about. And we'll have to solicit him and get a free hat and get out there in our weekly drawing. So now we're building that prize closet. So ball's in your court. We're looking for some Ferg's, at least some Ferg's koozie mugs or something like that. So we're going to have a good time with our listeners. Once that website's completely up and running, we'll be able to get our listeners to put their name in there. We're going to give away a bunch of stuff. On the Tee Florida.
I've got plenty of things, my friend, that are going to entice people. And then, of course, Caddyshack Trivia. We'll start that next week. We got about 2 minutes. Quickly, in Caddyshack, Rodney Dangerfield's bag, when they get out in the fairway and he pops up the beer tap, what beer came was the tapper?
Well, let's see. That's 1980. So they did some product placement in that movie. So I can only guess that it's got to be, I don't know. I'm just going to take a guess of it. This is very unfair because I can't Google while I'm on air.
No, no Googling allowed.
I haven't watched
allowed.
The movie in a couple of years, but I'm going to watch it 100 times this week. What kind of beer? Budweiser.
Bingo. Great guess.
Thank you.
All right, brother. Well, we got to run as always. I look forward to expanding this platform. Well, Bill, thanks for tuning in here. There's a man of many hats. And I'll talk to you, John Rieger, later this week. And big day up there, Florida and Florida State. Both big games up north today in college football. Have a great weekend, John.
Go Gators, go Gold. Bye.
Well, Ben Botham, you ready for the next show?
Oh, yeah, always ready. Happy to be here. You know, beautiful day out today. Can you believe it? The past
gorgeous.
Few days.
Gorgeous.
Oh, my
God. Great day to be on a golf course.
This is the weather people move down to Florida for. I mean, you can't beat this. This is unreal weather.
Exactly. Well, I went to Clearwater Jazz Fest last night and had an absolute blast going again tonight. And look up Trombone Shorty. It's somebody that you would absolutely love. The cat. But my old carcass was in heaven, 1976, going back to Western Kentucky, listening to Average White Man. All right, man, we're winding things down. From the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios, it's been an interesting show. I'm Mike Rickard for the Big O, Oscar Garner III, John Rieger, Gary Sermons up there at Seminole, and, of course, Joe Berdrol, Matt and Big Ed on the controls. Thanks for listening on the Tee Florida. Stay tuned for the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection radio show next. And always, God bless you. God bless America. Hit them straight. Help keep Florida strong. And remember, keep it in the short grass and hit them straight.